China is going back to work tomorrow after a week-long holiday marking the Year of the Horse. Working or not, people will keep celebrating. Traditionally, Lunar New Year celebrations go on for a month or so. China is a rapidly urbanizing country, but NPR's Anthony Kuhn found that this is a time when many people flock to the countryside in search of local customs they and their ancestors left behind.
Hong Kong actor Jackie Chan was among the usual celebs on this year's Spring Festival Gala on state television. The audience was roughly the same as usual, about 800 million. But many Chinese find the annual ritual of food, fireworks, and TV song and dance shows is getting a bit stale. Some now use the holiday to travel overseas. Others, meanwhile, head to the countryside in search of something more authentic. Locals and tourists crowd around a stage to watch an opera performance. The stage is in a medieval walled village in Luanquanzhen, a warm spring town about a 3.5-hour drive from Beijing. It's a rugged land where residents of the North China Plain fought and mixed with nomadic tribes of the Central Asian steppe more than 2,000 years ago. Wang De is a 50-year-old blacksmith in Warm Spring. He explains that the town used to have many blacksmiths to make weapons. And the blacksmiths devised their own way of celebrating the Lunar New Year.
Back then, people with money set off fireworks. People without money had to find ways to amuse themselves. So, blacksmiths collected scrap iron from each family, melted it down, and made trees and flowers.
Trees and flowers are a visual metaphor. He's talking about blacksmiths hurling the molten iron onto the walled city's gates to make sparks, a sort of poor man's display of pyrotechnics. A couple of other locales in China have similar New Year's customs, but this use of city walls in Luanquan was unheard of elsewhere in China, if not the world. But Wang says that recently the centuries-old tradition has been fancied up a bit.
Since 2008, tourism has taken off. We now have a troupe that performs in front of a big screen. This custom has been continuously upgraded, and now it's much more interesting to watch than before.
After dark, Wang gets on stage and hurls ladles full of molten iron onto a replica of the city gate. The fiery liquid follows the arc of his arm and explodes into a dazzling shower of sparks that engulfs the whole stage. That's not all. Backed by professional lighting and sound systems, young performers dance and sing the praises of the local food and liquor and celebrate tourism's boost to their economy. The show is so elaborate, it practically rivals the state television New Year's extravaganza. Out in the crowded parking lot, I asked tourists Dong Wennong and Zhang Wenjuan what they thought of the show. I would prefer this in its original style, he says. It's too commercialized, too much irrelevant stuff. That city wall is fake. It's not the old kind. It's artificial, Ms. Zhang chimes in. But, she adds, everything is modernizing and customs don't necessarily have to be clung to or repeated mechanically. Showbiz or not, Chinese New Year's in the countryside is still different. Folks there make offerings to their ancestors. They decorate their doorways with red lanterns and calligraphy. They cook a special dish on each day, and they do all of these with a sense of simple enjoyment and devotion to tradition that's seldom seen in the city nowadays. And of course, if China's farmers and blacksmiths are now making their money by opening country inns and performing local customs for city tourists, well, it certainly wouldn't be the first country where that's happened. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
This is NPR News.